Welcome to Real News Tonight. I'm Jim Ankerton.
And I'm Jill Newslady.
And I'm receiving a breaking news story right here. Puerto Rico is still reeling from Hurricane Maria, with 85% of the island still without power and 40% without potable water. We'll have more on this story tomorrow, or maybe in a couple of weeks.
Maybe after Christmas.
But for now, look at this chart.
Ooh, so many bright colors.
The number of smiling farmers on charts is skyrocketing.
And there's big news from North Korea, where, you know what, reading ahead, I'm not going to share this one with the president. Let's move on.
News has become so partisan, distorted, and fake that licenses must be challenged and, if appropriate, revoked. Not fair to public. To be clear, the networks themselves do not hold federal licenses. Their individual television stations do. The president said more in a rally-style interview with Fox News held in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and also earlier in the day in the Oval Office.
Guess who's getting some class? Dangerfield's going back to school.
And we have a lot of haters out there screaming questions. In the meantime, I'm here. It's sort of amazing. So I want to focus on North Korea. I want to focus on Iran. I want to focus on other things. I don't want to focus on fixing somebody's back or their knee.
Wait a minute. When did you dream about going to college?
We've got very high marks. We've got A pluses.
Here's a book on sex education.
Incredible. I love this.
The world's oldest living freshman.
This is my wheelhouse, and I understand it so well. It's fake news. There's nothing else you can say about it. It's like handing people money. We're going to have more money to spend on buying product and on doing what I do. I thought that when I got to the Oval Office, I would have a beautiful health care bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th and final president of the United States.
Somber, so somber. You see that? No applause. My choice, because this has been a tough week. And folks, I understand tone. We suffered such great loss at the hands of a man who we were saddened to learn is not a Muslim. I wanted so badly for him to be a Muslim. Even ISIS wanted him to be a Muslim. Which is proof that sometimes it takes a tragedy to unite us. Wow, look at that tone. This is a chance for all Americans to set aside our differences. No matter which side of the aisle you're on, from the obstructionist, freedom-stealing Democrats to the un-American, witch-hunting Democrats. We can't politicize our politics, somber. It's in times like these we must search for answers. That's why tonight's theme is why. I know, as Americans, we're all asking ourselves the same question. Why did this have to happen during my presidency? So many bad things. 3 hurricanes, all these investigations into my stupid campaign, getting trash-talked by that Puerto Rican lady mayor. I mean, haven't I been through enough? Tone. Somber.
Welcome back. I'm joined now
Nobody
by an old friend,
how
Donald
hard
Trump.
It is for me.
President.
Somber.
Still?
Before the commercials.
Okay. You've had a rough week for about a year now. Why don't we start with some of the most recent natural disasters?
Hurricanes.
Actually, I was talking about your breath and your hair.
Started with Texas, and Louisiana. Don't forget, Louisiana got hit hard, and I went to Texas, and I went to Louisiana, and met the people, and I think it helped, and we got very high marks. We got A pluses.
Good boy!
And then the following week, Puerto Rico got hit. And if you remember, it went in and out, three times.
Wow.
Well, let's not get into your sex life just yet. Let's first talk about all the negative press you received when you returned from your trip to Puerto Rico.
I will say this, it's fake news. There's nothing else you can say about it. I mean, one example, they had these beautiful soft towels, very good towels. And I came in and there was a crowd of a lot of people and they were screaming and they were loving everything.
Because, you know, you're just watching a report. But when you're the one being written about, you know whether it's good or bad, and it's always, they try and make it negative. So the media has turned up, I call it fake media. It's fake.
Fake
so much fake news. And we have to
agree with that, fake news?
You know.
It's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write. And people should look into it. No, the press should speak more honestly. I mean, I've seen tremendously dishonest press. It's not even a question of distortion, like the question that was just asked before about 10 times the nuclear capability. I know the capability that we have, believe me, and it is awesome. It is massive.
To walk out here tonight to no applause at all. These people want to clap. You can't see them, but they're dying to clap. Isn't that right? But I know. But I told them not to. And for that, I should be applauded. Okay, now, do it. Look at that. We're already healing. I'm the president. Can you believe this?
Great human being, but she's not a capable person. She's a sick person, but probably smart.
Actually, I'd like to join you, but I have class tonight.
Doing my next buildings all over, in and out, in and out.
He's not just the big man on campus.
They had these beautiful soft towels, very good towels. The cheering was deafening. I'm here, and I sometimes ask myself, how did I ever get here?
Positive, because he's still in the positive numbers.
We'll have more on that eventually. But for now, let's introduce the newest member of the Real News team, Pepper the Puppy Pundit. What's that, Pepper? What do you mean the president is killing any chance of passing legislation by alienating members of his own party in Congress?
Whoa, Pepper, let's not bore the president with that sort of information.
What storm, Mr. President?
What the f*** is wrong with this guy? What is wrong? You'll find out. You'll find out. You'll find out. You're a cliffhanger. Surrounded by military people, you'll find out. Ooh, will Trump give humanity the rose? Will civilization make it to the fantasy suite? And calm before the storm? Is that what you're saying? Calm before the storm?
Positive.
How the f***? Calm before the storm? How is all this not the storm? This is all the storm. And what kind of a sociopath? What kind of a sociopath would use that terminology? While people are still literally cleaning up from Storm.
And we are, I was having fun, and here we are having fun. They said, throw them to me, Mr. President. And so I'm doing the skinny.
Good luck, Pepper, on your new assignment. Chief correspondent to the farm upstate.
Coming up, Webster's announces the word of the year is the president's very own Little, spelled with double D's.
That's right, double D's. Even his hilarious nicknames have large breasts.
I wish I had large breasts so the president would love me.
Out by a series of fast-moving wildfires is only growing tonight.
Let's go.
As the death toll rises to at least 15.
Folks did not have a chance. They did not have the time to escape.
Among the victims, Charles and Sarah Rippey of Napa County. He was 100, she was 98.
All the windows started to explode, and smoke and heat and all that everywhere. I just couldn't find it.
17 large explosive wildfires are burning, scorching more than 115,000 acres, prompting the federal government to declare a major disaster.
Understanding the after effects of the first nuclear war.
So
I never make a sound. Bang, bang, bang! Boy, never move to my hood, cause danger is calling out the way. Bang, bang, bang! Boy, never move to my hood, cause danger is calling out the way.
Tape for posterity.
Ruining the tape.
Life in the city. The city.
Things are happening.
Makes me so sick. Since we just was called. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, I never moved to. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, I never moved to my hood. Cause danger was calling out the word. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, I never moved to my hood.
FM, Tubbo Cabo. We're rocking out here, a little King Arts and Back to Star. With a little help from Gasoline Killer. This is Micropower Radio, and we do this every Thursday night as part of the Furious George Experience, just because there's so many things that might make you furious these days. So if you're like me, you need to shake it off. As we do here, sometimes this show may be offensive, so listener discretion is advised. Want to learn more about the show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com, and you can hear all the old shows or figure out how you can help support Micropower Radio like WCOM, LPFM, Furious!
Everything else is devastated. The things that she asked for, amazingly, are still here.
Vineyards and wineries were also damaged, including Paradise Ridge.
Chemical tankers and refineries further feed the flames. Huge firestorms whip up great winds and send enormous clouds of smoke miles into the atmosphere. Enough strategic nuclear weapons in the world to ignite every major city in the northern hemisphere and produce enough smoke to blanket most of the land. From high above the North Pole, the first nuclear exchange looks like an eerie display of fireworks. Its combined force is 400,000 times greater than the Hiroshima bomb. In the days and weeks that follow, clouds of soot enshroud the Earth. Temperatures plummet. The planet is gripped in a nuclear winter.
As these smoke clouds move out and prevent sunlight from reaching the surface, temperatures will rapidly begin to drop.
Which lost its winemaking building.
I guess gotta look for silver lining, and for us the silver lining is that the vineyards survive.
With a thick blanket of smoke stifling the region, the demand for masks is growing throughout the state. In Southern California, more smoke can be seen from Disneyland. Nearby, Santa Ana winds push flames across more than 9 square miles, burning at least 2 dozen structures.
To the school year for Donald Trump. His report card
is definitely going to say has problems working and playing well with others. And there's not much we can do. What can we do? Because the Oval Office doesn't have any corners. You can't put them in a timeout. Because it's open warfare between Donald Trump and the Republicans. It all started in an attempt to avoid open warfare with North Korea. You see, Secretary of State and disappointed father tribute head Rex Tillerson was in the middle of tense negotiations about North Korea and their nuclear program when Donald Trump tweeted that Tillerson was wasting his time trying to negotiate with little rocket man. You know. Oh, we all know. Everybody knows. Everybody knows there is no better way to defuse a tense nuclear standoff than with insult humor. Who can forget during the Cuban Missile Crisis when Kennedy tweeted, "Cue ball and Khrushchev and little Beatty don't have the balls. I double dog dare you to push the button." Is that it? Trump defended his actions toward Tillerson, saying, "He was wasting his time. I'm not undermining. I think I'm actually strengthening authority. Yes, I'm not burning your house down. I'm lowering your heating bills." Now, to thank him for all that strengthening of authority, Tillerson called him a moron.
I don't want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, fork-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped,
moron.
Holy shit, he is!
Allegedly.
Hallelujah! Holy shit!
My goodness. But today, was this today? This morning, Donald Trump had an answer for that, too. "I think it's fake news. But if he did that, I guess we'll have to compare IQ tests, and I can tell you who is going to win." Me too, because we have the results of their IQ test right here. Tillerson scored a 120. It's above average. Not genius, but still pretty good. And we have Donald Trump's results right here. It's a drawing of a big truck that says MAGA. And there's Trump right there saying Hong Kong. And here's Rex Tillerson, but Trump calls him Rex Smellerson, okay? So it's a toss-up. We're not entirely sure. Okay, into this imbroglio, enter chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and man rehearsing Hamlet, Bob Corker. Senator Corker, again, this is a Republican, a member of the same party as the president, said that Tillerson, Mattis, and John Kelly are all that separates America from chaos. That's right. He believes we are in the before times. As head of the Foreign Relations Committee, keep in mind, Corker knows everything. He has access to all the secret foreign, I'm going to say, stuff. And he has some bowel-loosening opinions about our president.
We already know from our everyday experience that at nighttime, when there's no sunlight, it gets cold. And it would only take a few days for the loss of sunlight at the surface to drop temperatures in the continents to sub-freezing temperatures.
The nuclear exchange has claimed several hundred million victims. Darkness descends at noon, and day becomes eerie twilight. Those who do survive face extreme cold. Crops and livestock are wiped out, and places that were warm just a few days before are covered in snow and ice.
Thank you.
The 8-year assault on your Second Amendment freedoms has come to a crashing end.
This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old.
He's been very low-key about this one, very presidential, if you will.
It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time.
Part of it also is, of course, he's being presidential in this moment.
But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
That was pitch perfect.
This is the time to bring the country together. That is exactly what the president did with those remarks.
Any state, any entity, any ideology that fails to recognize the worth, the dignity, the rights of man, that state is obsolete.
We will be talking about gun laws as time goes by.
Of his own party who think he's dangerous, unstable, and a threat to national security. And on top of that, he's threatening media outlets that report on him. Trump has fallen short repeatedly on his signature initiatives, from the border wall to repealing Obamacare, so now he's trying to convince people he's succeeding by reciting random numbers about the economy, numbers he himself derided as a candidate. Trump told Forbes in an interview, "We're accomplishing a lot. Your stock market is at an all-time high. Your jobs, your unemployment is at the lowest point in almost 17 years. Your stock market, your jobs." He sounds like a terrible Russian spy who forgot he was undercover. "Your flag is very beautiful. I mean our flag. The flag of the United States. Scars and stripes." But Trump's obsession with stock market numbers hasn't helped him much, so now he's trying to bounce back with what he thinks is a surefire crowd pleaser: tax cuts. Now, even the most positive polls have found public opinion very split, with at most 48% of respondents saying they approve of Trump's tax plan. But when you're as desperate for good news as Trump is, you'll take 48%. And on Tuesday, he tried to claim the plan was a massive hit.
"The people of this country want tax cuts. They want lower taxes. We're the highest taxed nation in the world. People want to see tax cuts. They want to see major reductions in their taxes, and they want to see tax reform. I will tell you that it's become very, very popular."
I'm sorry, but something cannot be very popular if it only has 48% approval. In that clip, the Trump repeated his line that we are the highest taxed nation in the world, which isn't even close to true. The U.S. has a higher corporate tax rate than other countries, but when it comes to overall taxes, we rank 32nd. And overall is an important distinction, as in the stock market under Trump is doing well, but overall, we're still
iets aan de hand in de wereld.
This year alone, every 7,000 Sumerian
er vandaan. En daar willen wij toch even bij stilstaan.
Dear fellow Europeans, a devastating humanitarian crisis is threatening a small country on the coast of North America, the United States of America. 24,000 injured, 11,000 dead this year alone. Every day, 40 U.S. citizens die because of a terrible epidemic, nonsensical rifle addiction. NRA is a constitutional disorder caused by a dysfunction of the prefrontal Second Amendment in the nonsensical cortex, causing patients to shoot people. It starts with an innocent Colt, but soon patients will show signs of shotguns, sniper rifles, and M16s even. Often, patients use silencers to hide their condition. People who suffer from NRA have a big impact on their environment. Family, classmates, and random strangers struggle with fatigue, anxiety, and the feeling of getting shots in the face. NRA is highly contagious. Parents often pass it on to their children. This happens automatically or semi-automatically. Scientists still can't explain why, but while it's spreading like wildfire throughout the U.S., NRA seems unable to cross the ocean or the Canadian border. Nonsensical rifle addiction is hard to eradicate. People with the most severe form of NRA are often in hard-to-reach places like rural areas or Congress. Many Americans are desperate.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm wounded. I need thoughts and prayers.
I'll send an ambulance, sir.
No, I just thoughts and prayers.
But we Europeans can help. Programs have been initiated, like the Nonsensical Rifle Addiction Anonymous, the NRAA.
Hi, I'm Mike. I haven't shot anyone in 6 years and 41 days.
But more help is needed, urgently. We cannot turn away, so donate now.
Tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack.
You didn't hate telling them that. You have anything else for the survivors?
Have a good time.
So that was the good news. And here's some news. There was a mass shooting this week, and it was the largest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. And it happened. And just like after every time a person buys a tool invented for murder and uses it to murder a bunch of people, we have a brief, if not devastatingly ineffective, discussion about gun control. We move on until the next time we can all share the 3-year-old Onion article, "No way to prevent this," says Only Nation, where this regularly happens. And even though senators, pundits, and the White House think it's inappropriate to talk about it after the tragedy in Vegas, there was another shooting in Kansas an hour later, so maybe the appropriate time to talk about it to them is never. So fuck it, let's talk about it now. Let's talk about it all the time. Let's talk about it until they do something. Ideally, something meaningful, but anything would be good, because what's it going to take? Apparently, top Republicans pledged to consider restricting bump stocks, which the shooter used to modify his gun to make it fire as fast as an automatic, which is, I'm sorry, barely anything. The vast majority of Americans, including gun owners, want better gun regulations. So let's maybe ban the item that makes the kill tool a little faster when in kill mode, which is its only mode other than off because it's its only purpose. Banning bump stocks is an attempt to stop a real conversation. But we need to talk about this regularly. We need to, dare I say, join the conversation. Soda. Have a talk to each other with people about the issue that you wanna. Soda. Because every time this conversation happens, it gets derailed by people shouting, oh, so you want to ban guns? To the mere words gun control. Even though the word regulated is in the Constitution in the part that's called the Second Amendment, which is the part about guns. People dismiss gun regulation by comparing them to knives, as if knives don't have many other purposes and are something you can use from the 32nd floor to kill dozens and injure hundreds. Maybe you'll avoid the gun conversation by saying, well, there are car attacks. That van attack in France killed dozens of people. I mean, do you think car control is a good idea? Like, should you have to get a license and take a test and register your car and register it again every year? And should the industry be scrutinized for decades to develop strict safety regulations for the sake of the public? Is it clear what the point is yet? Cars drive and kill. Guns kill. That's their primary objective. Target practice? You can do that with things that look like guns but don't kill people. Hobby? Your hobby kills people. Collector? Collect things that don't kill people. It's all some form of guns don't kill people, people kill people, ignoring that guns were literally invented to kill people. There are so many empty platitudes and disingenuous arguments designed to not even discuss better gun regulation. But not anymore? For the purposes of this video? Great! So, gun regulation. What's it going to take? Well, information, for one, facts. The Center for Disease Control is currently barred from doing a comprehensive study into gun violence. And that sounds, no offense to idiots, dumb. We can't even study the problem. Which isn't to say there's no information, but it can be a little all over the place and interpreted in different ways. For example, you've probably heard there were at least 7, but possibly up to 337 mass shootings this year. This depends on the definition, how many people died, some tallies include injuries, others don't, so it's easy to get muddled in the details, when maybe the main detail should be, people with guns frequently use those guns to try to shoot people with guns. And a lot of people, the NRA specifically, skew facts to avoid truths. Which brings us to... Fine, let's talk about Chicago. These days, whenever gun control comes up, or even just crime, but specifically black crime, a lot of people bring up Chicago because the president and right-wing media bring it up a lot. Maybe because they hate the previous president who's linked to Chicago and being black, but also the president and right-wing media are dumb and liars because Chicago isn't the most dangerous city in America, and although you can say it has the most homicides, the dummies and liars forget to point out that Chicago is also one of America's most populous cities, so per capita, in terms of homicide, they're actually further down the list. Here's smart conservative boy Charlie Kirk pointing out that USA Today gives Illinois a B+ for gun laws, despite 527 killed a year. Gee, Charlie, it's almost like if you zoom in just a little bit and look at literally any of the surrounding states, you'll see they have Fs and Ds, and maybe that's where they're getting their guns.
Heard about guns, the feeling so many of us have after a deadly shooting. As I opened the show last night, I noted how gruesomely accustomed we have gotten to this. Every time someone with easy access to guns goes on one of these deadly and familiar sprees, we take two predictable steps. We catalog the event by location: Orlando, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, Columbine, Fort Hood, Charleston, Aurora, San Bernardino, then consign it to the history books. And now we have a fresh entry. We tag it Las Vegas, trying to ignore the fact that the name of that city will now forever carry a trace of gun smoke and death. Oh, by the way, Sunday's carnage on the Las Vegas Strip was the precise 2-year anniversary, though I know that's not the right word for it, for an earlier mass shooting, the one up in Roseburg, Oregon, where a 26-year-old killed 8 fellow students and a professor at the local community college. Ironically, although here again that might not be the right word, this is where presidential candidate Robert Kennedy had spoken on the last weekend before the 1968 Oregon primary, 10 days before he himself was shot and killed. Despite the local sheriff's warning about hostile demonstrators that day, or more likely because of it, Bobby wanted to talk to the people of Roseburg about gun control. I describe in my book that comes out later this month how he stood before a crowd that included a good many hunters in this lumberjack town, and he made his case with angry indignation. He spoke of the outlandish case of a guy on death row in Kansas, a murderer who killed a half dozen people who'd sent away to Chicago for a mail order rifle and had it arrive. Does that make any sense? He demanded that you should put rifles and guns in the hands of people of long criminal records, of people who are so young they don't know how to handle rifles and guns. Yet even this drew boos from his listeners. They'll get them anyway, someone shouted. Well, it's easy enough to understand Kennedy's own passion on the subject. His brother, the president, had been shot and killed 5 years earlier by someone using a mail order rifle. And just a month before, Bobby stood in an African-American neighborhood in Indianapolis telling those who'd come to cheer him that Martin Luther King had just been shot and killed in Memphis. A week and a half later, as I said, after his visit to Roseburg, he too, Bobby Kennedy, was shot and killed. And here we are tonight, once again, wondering about this country we live in. Is this as good as it gets here, where assassinations by gunfire separate us from the rest of the world, from Lincoln to Garfield to McKinley to attempts on Theodore and Franklin, Roosevelt and Truman, the killing of President Kennedy, the near killing of Ronald Reagan, the killing of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy, and all these mass shootings that scream but refuse to be heard only in America? I was up in Montreal when Bobby was shot. A French-Canadian cab driver taking me back to the airport kept mumbling, "The giant has stubbed his toe. The giant has stubbed his toe." When I got back to Chapel Hill, where I was going to school, I wrote my congressman. It was the only time in my life I did so. Johnny Carson was huge back then, and a friend of Bobby's had been up till that night determinedly non-political. But he made an exception, and urged all of us to write those who represent us down here in Washington to try and do something about the ease with which all kinds of people get their hands on guns.
Welcome back. I'm joined now by an old friend.
Worry about it. And he knows it. They all know it. The NRA definitely knows it. They talk about national stats knowing full well that states have different laws and federal regulation is effective. Here's a common thing you'll see. As the number of firearms goes up, nationally, the number of gun homicides have gone down, nationally. This, of course, ignores that only 3% of the population owns 50% of the guns, and also ignores the steep dip in homicides in the 90s when Bill Clinton, rapist, enacted federal gun regulations.
From New York, New York to Circus Circus, the recent events in Las Vegas have shaken our nation to its very core. As we struggle to find a reason why any one individual would set out with the intent of killing so many, it's important we not rush to simply blame his weapon of choice. But for those looking to politicize this tragedy by pointing fingers, here's a list of groups and individuals with as much or perhaps even more blood on their hands than the NRA. The hotel security for letting someone with that many guns get past that many people. Faulty window manufacturers. It's 2017, and yet you can still break a window with a hammer? Big do not disturb signs. Large suitcases. Small suitcases. Cars with too much trunk space. His dead bank robber dad. Gotta be something there, right? Relationship drama. Violent movies and games. Loud music. People having fun. And many more. And while most of the victims were primarily harmed by bullets, blaming guns is a slippery slope. Guns don't kill people. People do. And then to a much lesser extent, the bullets. But if we start banning guns because they can be improperly used to kill people, then what next? Cars? Knives? Forks? Straws? Swords? Bows? Ribbons? Baseball bats? Razor blades? Lightsabers? Hospitals? And what about Skittles? Gingivitis? Mixed martial arts? Jackie Chan? The NFL? The number 32? The Blue Man Group? Falling down the stairs? This is America. People should be allowed to fall down the stairs. So in times like these, we need to be extra careful in where we are placing our blame. And recognize that if we are all to blame, then, well, none of us are to blame. We are the National Rifle Association of America, and we did not do this.
Thank you.
maybe if you didn't leave the window open because it's too hot in here, we wouldn't be getting fucking murdered, right? I find the NRA to be hard work. So the fact is, I always think the answer is more guns. After Sandy Hook happened, the NRA said, and I quote, "None of this would have happened if the teachers had guns." I think they're forgetting what school was like.
The secret foreign, I'm going to say, stuff. And he has some bowel-loosening opinions about our president. In a recorded interview with the New York Times, Corker said that because of Trump's careless Twitter eruptions, we could be heading toward World War III. All this time, we've been worried the next war would be caused by artificial intelligence. Turns out the real danger is natural stupidity.
Got a hand to be shaking. And you go, "You're never getting married, are you, miss? It's never gonna happen for you." They go, "We'll put an armed security guard at every school across America." Yeah, that'll work out. The average security guard in America earns $16 an hour. Not a lot of wiggle room to be a fucking hero.
Vegas this week has sparked a larger debate in America between people who want common sense gun control and people who are wrong. This shouldn't be a partisan issue. The guy had 47 guns. No one should own 47 of anything. If you own 47 cats, you are not a responsible pet owner. You're a crazy cat lady. And unlike with guns, the government will actually come and take your cats away because everyone agrees that's insane. Also, this guy bought 33 of his guns in the past year, and that didn't set off any kind of alert. If I buy $100 worth of Chick-fil-A, I get a text message from my bank that says, "Did you just purchase $100 worth of Chick-fil-A? Please, Colin, tell us this is fraud." How is no one keeping track of how many guns people own? There is a real law in Texas that says it's illegal to own more than 6 dildos. And I get why. No one needs that many. If you have more than 6 dildos, it's a clear sign you are training for something awful.
I mean, why is it so hard to get gun control in this country? I mean, who are these delicate snowflakes that we can't just tell, "No, you're not allowed to have 40 guns anymore, Earl. From now on, you can have 1 gun, max, and 6 bullets. If you can't hit what you're shooting with 6 bullets, then you don't need to be shooting at it. Learn karate or use your words." I'm sick of this narrative that Americans just love guns so much. It's not true. 78% of Americans don't even own a gun. And 3% of Americans own 50% of all the guns in the country. That's the problem, that whiny 3% that needs to feel secure all the time. That's why I think we should do a buyback program. For every gun you trade in, we give you 1/2 inch of penis enlargement. If you trade in 10 guns, you get 5 more inches. And if women want to trade in their guns, don't. Keep your guns. You're probably going to need it to fight off all those men in spandex showing off their brand new 8-inch penises.
Concerned about how they can avoid being accused. Some have even stopped having solo meetings with women at all, which is great for women's careers. Thanks, guys. So, I have some business advice. Fellas, I'm a big comedy star / Hollywood executive, and I found that it's quite easy not to masturbate in front of my employees. In fact, it's one of the easiest things I don't do. Every day I wake up, get dressed, take the subway to work, and then don't masturbate in front of anyone. Next time you get the urge to masturbate, just ask yourself, am I in front of an employee or a colleague? And if the answer is yes, don't. Just don't. And also, while I have you here, men, I'm sorry to break this to you, but your dick is ugly. No one wants to see your dick in any context. Even the straightest, horniest woman who loves you the most is hoping you can get it inside her without her having to look at it. So definitely don't show it to strangers. Don't text pics of it to people, and don't whip it out at film festivals. Your dick is objectively the worst thing about you. If you want to send a lady a picture of something, try your nipple or a pinky toe or a favorite mole. Don't masturbate in front of people who haven't specifically asked you to. And even then, stop and ask yourself, what is our power dynamic? Is there a chance in hell that this person might only be agreeing to see my hideous dick out of fear for their career? If so, make a good business choice and keep your business in your pants. Guys.
It's the calm before the storm right here. Wait, how was I gonna start this off? I forgot. Oh yeah. That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Donald Trump? Probably not, but that's all I got till I come up with a solid... Got a plan and now I got a hatchet like a damn Apache with a tomahawk. I'ma walk inside a mosque on Ramadan and say a prayer that every time talks... But we better give Obama props, cause what we got in office now's a kamikaze that'll probably cause a nuclear holocaust. And while the drama pops and he waits for shit to quiet down, he'll just gas his plane up and fly around till the bombing stops. Intensity's heightened, tensions are rising. Trump, when it comes to giving a shit, you're stingy as I am. Except when it comes to having the balls to go against me, you hide them. Cause you don't got the nuts like an empty asylum. Racism's the only thing he's fantastic for. Cause that's how he gets his rocks off and he's orange. Yeah, sick tan. That's why he wants us to disband, cause he cannot withstand the fact we're not afraid of Trump. Walking on eggshells, I came to stump. That's why he keeps screaming, drain the swamp, cause he's in quicksand. It's like you take a step forwards, then backwards. But this is his form of distraction. Plus he gets an enormous reaction. when he attacks the NFL, so we focus on that and instead of talking Puerto Rico with gun reform from Nevada, all these horrible tragedies, and he's bored and would rather cause a Twitter storm with the Packers. Then says he wants to lower our taxes. Then who's gonna pay for his extravagant trips back and forth with his family, his golf resorts, and his mansions? Same shit that he tormented Hillary for and he slandered, then does it more. From his endorsement of Bannon, support for the Klansman, tiki torches in hand for the soldier that's black and comes home from Iraq and is still told to go back to Africa, forking a dagger in this racist 94-year-old grandpa who keeps ignoring our past historical deplorable factors. Now if you're a black athlete, you're a spoiled little brat for trying to use your platform and your stature to try to give those a voice who don't have one. He says you're spitting in the face of vets who fought for us, you bastards. Unless you're a POW who's tortured and battered because to him you're zeros because he don't like his war heroes captured. That's not disrespecting the military. Like Donald the bitch. He's gonna get rid of all immigrants. He's gonna build that thing up taller than this. Well, if he does build it, I hope it's rock solid with bricks. Cause like him in politics, I'm using all of his tricks. Cause I'm throwing that piece of shit against the wall till it sticks. And any fan of mine who's a supporter of his, I'm drawing in the sand a line. You're either for or against. And if you can't decide who you like more in your split on who you should stand beside, I'll do it for you with this. The rest of America, stand up. We love our military, and we love our country. But we hate Trump!
Welcome back. I'm joined now.
impulsive. He has to be managed like a toddler, but that is ridiculous. Our commander-in-chief proved he can be trusted with the nuclear triad with this mature response. The failing at New York Times set little Bob Corker up by recording his conversation was made to sound a fool. That's what I'm dealing with. What you're dealing with is a crippling case of narcissistic personality disorder. This is not the first time that Trump has criticized Corker's height with the little. Last year, Corker was in the running to be in Trump's cabinet, but Trump thought Corker was too short to be Secretary of State. He even made him stand next to the sign, "You must be this tall to call the president a moron."
Intelligence duel, you know, in an IQ test, and if the press secretary thinks it's a joke, he's actually mentioned it like almost 24 times, the notion of IQ test. Watch this.
So I tweeted that Rick Perry should have to have an IQ test before getting on the debate stage.
They sit back, I'll match my IQ. I want to match my IQ with some of those guys, with all of them.
He's attacking for being ignorant. He says that if you're president,
let's
make both our countries.
Let's do an IQ test.
And I keep hearing about global warming. Now looks like he doesn't understand it.
Let's do IQ tests.
These so-called eggheads, and by the way, I guarantee you, my IQ is much higher than theirs, all right?
I guarantee I have a vocabulary better than all of them, certainly most of them. I know I have an IQ better than all of them. I know that.
Governor Perry, very nice guy. He made nasty statements about me. And then I challenged his IQ, which wasn't nice to do.
And I challenged his glasses. What the hell are you wearing glasses for, all of us? I said the glasses aren't working.
I tell you what, one thing we've learned. We have by far the highest IQ of any cabinet.
I guarantee my IQ is much higher than any of these people. Like what? My uncle was one of the great professors at MIT. I mean, believe me, it's good genes. We believe in genes, right? We're allowed to say.
Thank you.
blast, the shockwave smashes what remains. Feed the flames. Huge firestorms whip up great winds and send enormous clouds of smoke miles into the atmosphere.
You're summer sun, and I need you more than the ground and all.
My uncle was one of the great professors at MIT.
It's deep on the ocean.
Temperatures
As these smoke clouds move out and prevent sunlight from reaching the surface, temperatures will rapidly begin to drop. We already know from the
You're soft as spring, and I need you more than the ground I walk upon. If I knew you were the one, I could watch the dancing flowers by the hours just for you.
This is his desk, and sometimes staffers would even distract him with a visual aid like charts on how farmers might feel the end of the North American
dairy
trade. And an executive of the Trump Organization explains that you either had to just convince him
would
something
be me very fine. Take my hand and ease my dreams. Sherland, you're off to Ray Hay, and I need you more than the ground I walk upon. If I knew sit across your table and be able to fill my dreams.
WCOMLP FM, Chavo Carbo. Hey, listen, this is Dr. Furious, Furious George Show. Micropower radio, non-commercial radio, volunteer-driven, completely place-based, sometimes potentially offensive to some members dangling. So listener discretion is advised. We like to have fun here. That's some old-school Richard Twice from like the 1970s. By New The One, which was originally produced way back when on a Phillips record, but also remixed with Flute John, Diplo, a couple years ago. Which is what we do here. We just play with some crazy sounding music and mix it around and layer it up, have fun with it, and then also try to somehow find meaning in the craziness going down. So, hold on. Buckle up. Don't do anything too crazy. Listen to Micropower Radio. Keep doing what you're doing. If you want to help out, you go to WCOMFM.org and you can help support the station, including becoming a DJ. That's right. This is Micropowered Community Radio. So you are, if you are in the sound of my voice and you're downtown or even in a couple towns over, up or down, or county here or there, come on in, you guys. This is Community Radio. You're around and about, and we'll put you on the radio. Or you can help out and keep those of us on the radio doing what we've been doing, as I've been doing here as the Furious Man for a long time. Been doing Micropower Radio for almost 20 years, coming up here next year. Loving every minute of it. Let's get back to it. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Furious!